Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. V'chulam. All of the psulim that were mentioned earlier, that we said, im alu loy yerdu, or the atzamos and the gidim that were attached to the limbs, that the halacha was that you can put them on the mizbeach. So all of those, shepakul milagabi ha-mizbeach, that they may have popped off of the top of the mizbeach, perhaps due to the fire crackling, a piece of wood may have, so to speak, snapped due to tension, and made these things go off the mizbeach. The halacha is, lo yachzir, we are not responsible to return them back onto the mizbeach. V'chein gecheles shepakul milagabi ha-mizbeach, so to a coal, which may have popped off of the mizbeach, or a piece of burning wood which may have popped off of the mizbeach due to the fire, also we do not need to return it to the mizbeach. Evarim shepakul megabe mizbeach. However, if it was an entire limb or the flesh of the carbon that popped off of the mizbeach due to the burning fire, the halacha is koydim chatzos. If it's before chatzos, yachzir. If it's before midnight, we have to return it back onto the mizbeach. Umaylin behem, and you could be mailin it. It has a status of me'ila because it's still considered a limb. Whereas li'acha chatzos, if it's after chatzos, lo yachzir, you are not responsible to put it back onto the mizbeach. Ve'ein ma'alin behem, and there would be no din of me'ila. Why is chatzos the deciding factor? Because it's assumed that before chatzos, the limbs have not been fully consumed, whereas after chatzos, they are fully consumed. And once they're fully consumed, it's considered na'ase mitzvah. So the mitzvah which was supposed to be done with it was completed, and therefore you can no longer be moel in them. Mishnah Zayin. Kishem shem mizbeach mekadesh es haro iloi. Just like the mizbeach can be mekadesh, can sanctify that which is ro'oi to be brought on the mizbeach, as opposed to it cannot sanctify the food which is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, as we discussed earlier. Kacha kevesh mekadesh. So too the ramp of the mizbeach that also has the status of the mizbeach, and therefore anything which is supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, once it's put on the ramp, no longer needs to be taken down. Kishem sham mizbeach vehakevesh mekadshim esar ro'i lehem. Just like the mizbeach and the ramp can be mekadesh anything that is ro'i for them, kacha kelim mekadshim. So too the clay shares, the holy vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, can also be mekadesh things that are put into them. For example, klei halach, kelim which are designated for holding liquid materials, for example, the oil, the wine, mekadshin es halach, they'll be mekadesh things that are liquid when they're put into them. Umides hayavesh, and items that are used to hold dry things, for example, flour or the ketores, mekadshos es hayavesh, they'll be mekadesh dry materials. Ein klei halacha mekadesh es hayavesh, a kli which is supposed to be used for liquid would not be mekadesh a dry material, v'lo mides hayavesh mekadesh es halach, and a kli designated for dry would not be mekadesh a liquid. Klei hakodesh nikvu, a kli shares which received some sort of a hole, im oisim hei me'ein melachton, shehayu oisim v'heim shleimim, if it can still be used for the function that it was designated for, as it did when it was whole, before it had the blemish, the hole in the kli, mekadshin, then it would be mekadish things that are put into it, v'im lav, and if it has a hole which no longer allows it to be used the way that it was used beforehand, ein mekadshim, it would not be mekadish, v'chulon, in all of these scenarios, ein mekadshin ala bekodesh, a kli shares can only be mekadish when it is in the azara, but once it's taken out of the azara, something's put into it, we would not say that you can use it due to the fact that the kli would be mekadesh it.